Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
I'm going to do the parade wave today, because usually I'm like, ha! Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello.
What was that?
I like it. What happens when you do it with both hands? Is that kind of like, what the heck is going on?
I think that's Italian.
Yeah.
What is
that? That's Italian. This is British.
And what was the, yeah, it's like this, but I know I've seen that someplace. It's like,
I'm just going to keep up with this and the face that goes with it. How are you tonight, Julia?
I'm good. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous. Let's say hi to Judy as she jumped in the room right off the bat. I wanted to tell people, if you're listening and you want to see the video, you want to get in the chat room, go to BBS Radio TV on Facebook, and you'll see our video, and you can join us in the chat, and we'll chat it up.
You see us.
You want to see us? Get your booty over there.
That's right. You want to talk to us? Get your booty. So.
That's right, because I'll read whatever you write on there eventually. Eventually. It is a little bit of a task monster to try to go back and forth, but I do it.
You do a great job at it.
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. You don't see her before the show.
I clean up well.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
That's the swan or the duck, you know, where you go gliding across the water with the feet are going.
Yeah. I look like I'm gliding, but really I'm panting. I like it. Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Okay. So, this is actually this is right on theme, you know, wait.
Wait for it. We're just going to laugh through the whole show because we really did not talk about the show before it happened.
Well,
I put a banner, just so you know, I put a banner up and Julia's participating. Right?
I didn't see the banner.
Oh, so the banner says, what day is it? Yeah, it's like that.
It is like that. And we were talking what day is it? What time is it? I mean, it was like, that seemed very appropriate, and we can kind of go anywhere from there. But that is really how it is. And I don't know if I'm the only one, because I think we were both saying we were having this happen. So I bet I'm not. I bet we're not, you know, but it's like this time thing. How many of you are noticing that it's really hard to hold on to any semblance of time? Like, what day is it? Constantly, I have to go, okay, what,
yeah.
Like all last week and this week was doing, it went the opposite this week, I think. But last week I'm not sure what this week went. I'll have to study that in a minute here. But
It's Friday.
Yeah, last week, every day, I mean, on Tuesday, I'm like, okay, it's Friday. And I was just so sure it was Friday. And then it was something that happened, like, it's not Friday. And I kept asking people, is it Friday yet? Is it Friday? And every day it was like, it's Friday.
Every day is Friday. Yeah.
And what is this? I mean, but it felt like Friday. You know, it's just like, you know, you have different days have feelings. This week, and so it seemed like that it would almost make the week go slower when it was like, isn't it Friday yet? Isn't it Friday yet? Because it keeps
going. Yeah, but it's.
But it didn't. But this week seemed like it was a long week.
So did it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I blinked and it was Friday.
Oh, okay. We'll see there.
So, yeah.
I was doing that kind of thing. Well, surely we're about the end of the week and about the middle of the week. I'm like, no, it's not. Oh, goodness. But it felt different than it did last week. See, last week when I would say that it wasn't like, oh, my goodness, you know, more. It was just, it feels a different thing.
You know what saves me? This thing. This thing saves me because I am not the best at keeping track of the day. And Judy's saying that in the chat room too. She goes, I check in every morning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I will have to check my phone to see what day it is. I thought it was the weekend all week last week. It was the weekend. And I'm like, why are people doing it? It's the week. Oh, no, son, it's the weekday. And it was constant. So, but, you know, we can't even blame it on old age. And here's why. My kids are doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely, and now who, I know I've heard this several times. It's definitely one of the ascension things. As we move into 5D, that's what happens. You cannot, the whole time frame, because that's the whole thing, 5D is beyond time. So that's why we're losing grasp of the time. It's like, it's just now, but it's just, it's habit to know our time and know where we are in relation to it, to something else. And that's why we're trying to do this. Like, cause we're still functioning somewhat in the 3D in that we do certain things on certain days. You know, we have schedules, and that's that part that goes, okay, I need to know this. But the other part, it doesn't matter. And that's where it's like, well, what does it matter? We're wherever, we're whatever. There is no time. So
there's no time. And mm-hmm. and I think that's great that you brought up the 5D, because that really is the experience. It's like we're just in this space, this dimension that is not, time is not important. And when we're in that, the other thing that I've noticed people bringing up is they don't remember a lot of their past, like their childhood stuff and things like that. They'll be like, yeah, family members are sharing this stuff about childhood and I'm not remembering it. And I'm like, was I there? And I'm like, oh, I've had the same thing happen. So, I mean, I could sit and tell you story after story of things that popped up in my, you know, with my siblings or whatever. And I'm thinking, was I there? Did I?
Yeah, I know.
I don't remember that. Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of stuff might get you to think, man, do I need to get a CAT scan? Do I, you know, but I also know that it is, we got so many different things going on, so many different things that affect our timelines, our realities and things like that. And the more we know, the more it seems like we're noticing those things. And for me, it's been just mind blowing to be like, okay, muddle through my day doing this and doing this and doing that. And this is my normal. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, when did this get here? Or when did that happen? Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember this. And realize, because I think it is because I am becoming more aware, that something shifted in the timeline. So I'm on now. It's like that butterfly effect movie. You know, I jump to a different timeline or jump to a different version, and I still have the download from the other one. Everybody else has got the new one and I'm not caught up yet. I'm still trying to figure out, when did the Mexican restaurant, the little Mexican restaurant, get over by where I used to work for what, 8-9 years I worked there. And I would go at lunchtime and go grab something to eat. And then one day I'm driving by there and there's this little Mexican restaurant. And I know I would have seen it. It sits right next to another one that I've eaten at. I'm like, when did that get there? And my sister, who I worked with at the time, was like, well, yeah, that's been there. And to this day, I can drive by it and go, that was never there, because it sits right on the corner of the street. You can't miss it.
You would have noticed it.
Would have noticed it. And I'm like, I'm still not in that. I'm not caught up to that reality. I didn't get the download.
Yeah. So, I don't know when this happened. Yeah. That's the thing. So when you shift timelines, so you don't necessarily get, like you said, the download, you don't necessarily get the history.
Right.
You just,
yeah, so you got to play catch up and be like, and then it becomes your new normal. But I'm noticing that a lot of things that I've noticed that happen, and now I say something, I'll be like, hey, that wasn't like that before. And then the person next to me might be like, oh, yeah, I kind of thought that too. And, you know, and they're playing on the phone or they're talking or they're paying attention to something else. And so I'm wondering if that's part of why we don't notice so much, is because we are so distracted with these other things, rather it be our cell phone.
Could that be wrong if we have those distractions?
Maybe. So we won't notice all of these little subtle changes. Mm-hmm. And mine has mostly been scenery, buildings I really notice. Mm-hmm. But I think I talked to you before about last October when I was in Florida and sitting on the beach and we heard a loud noise and we looked behind us and then we turned back around and there's 5 kayakers in front of us all of a sudden.
Yes.
Yes. It's mm-hmm. like, where did they come from? Mm-hmm. And yeah. And what's funny is, you know, the person I was with was you know, distracted with something. Somebody had just texted her or something. She picked up her phone. She went to look at that. She didn't even notice that happen until I pointed out. And then she's going, oh man, where did they come from?
Did she hear the noise?
Yeah. We okay. both heard the noise and we both turned to look. And then when we turned back around, there they were. And yeah, I mean, like certain things on the beach changed. The little kid that was playing on the beach and his dad was snorkeling. Now the dad's up on the beach playing with him. I'm like, that wasn't happening before. Yeah. And I mean, there's a whole big story with it, but all these things that it was like, what just happened? What just happened? That big noise happened. It was like a big thunder crashing in the sky. And we looked to see if there was a thunderstorm coming,
right?
Which it did start pouring down rain about 10 minutes from that point. But it was just a weird experience, you know, to be aware and be like, wait yeah. a minute. I know that wasn't there because I was being very present with the ocean right before that happened.
And that's why you noticed it. Because otherwise, like you said, it's being aware. And most of us just aren't. I mean, we're just caught up in things. And like you said, it's all the distractions. It's all these different things that just keep catching. So we're not, it's like if something does happen, we conscious mind has a quick explanation. Oh, that was always there. And you just, it just slides on by. But yeah. if you're being aware, it's like, but wait a minute. You know, you start, and that's when you start looking into it. But it's like, you know, conscious mind is always there to protect, and so it doesn't really want to, because it sees stuff all the time. It's like all these things are happening all the time, but it's filtering so that it's not a whole lot of questions that have to be figured out and answered. So
I had a cool QHHT the other day where, and I don't think we talked about this one yet, where the gal, her question was, did I see a ship? And it was kind of funny because, you know, we sometimes when we're asking the questions, we'll hear our own answers in the head. So I'm waiting for her to answer that question with her SC. And it was not only did you see a ship, but you know who it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing Syrians. And mm-hmm. so I'm just sitting there waiting. And she goes, oh, it was the Syrian council. It was a Syrian group. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm hearing that just as she's saying it. And what she didn't realize is that they had taken her up on the ship. Mm-hmm. So she was like standing by her door or something like that. And she said she could see a being. She goes, was that a being that I saw? And they're like, well, not only was it a being, but they were dropping you off. And so it was really interesting to hear her story of being taken on the ship and can't quite remember what all the details were. There was, they were showing her something and then brought her back. But for her, one moment passed, even though several moments had passed. She had gone on the ship and come back, but they return her at the same time they take her. So she doesn't notice the time difference.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so many different things that can happen. And, you know, there's so many glitches in the matrix, as they say, you know, and theories of people are time traveling and changing the timelines all the time. And so are we catching those glitches? Are we catching those changes? Are we, what is it that we are experiencing when something
absolutely, you know, those sci-fi movies are really interesting because they explore these different things and it's like, it makes you think this absolutely could be happening and we would not be aware of it whatsoever. You know, it's just when these little slips happen or something. I mean, we can actually be doing it and not be aware of it. And so, yeah.
That's so true. Yeah. And just the idea of that, you know, I've tried it. I have to say, I, as far as I know, I haven't been successful, but I have tried to sit there and go, okay, future self, tell me what my next move is. What will get me that best outcome when, you know, you got this thing going on or this choice to make. And I do think that our councils or those that team that we play with, you know, our spiritual team comes in and does give us the best guidance we possibly could. But
you don't think your future self might be on that team?
I think my higher self, my future self, I think every version of anything that's on there, my personal opinion is it's a version of me.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's a version of me that's had other lifetimes.
Your future self is helping you.
So it is helping. Yeah. I just want it to pop in and go, listen, lady, listen, Tracy. There it is.
You want her to appear in front of you and go, yes, I am you from the future.
I want this.
Yes.
I've made it.
You want Nanu Nanu.
That's what I want to have happen. But no, it is. It's pretty cool, though, to do that. And one of the things that...
In time. I'm hearing in time. It's just, you know, these are baby steps. We have to do it in this order. Because if it was done, we all say, oh, I want it this way. I want it this way. But our higher selves know what's best for us. And they know how to release the information to us. And just like you had, you're getting little pieces. That's more than most people get, where that makes them start going, wait a minute, something's going on here.
Well, I want to know the piece they gave me yesterday.
Okay.
This is something that I had the aha moment around today, which usually it doesn't take me this long to figure these things out because I tend to pay attention when something happens in my house. Uh-huh. But I go to get water out of my little dispenser in the refrigerator, right? And I'm standing in a puddle of water and I didn't have my shoes on. So I was very aware. I was standing in a puddle of water. And I said, did somebody leave ice cubes on the floor or something? And she's like, no, we didn't do that. I was like, do we have a leak in the fridge? And so we're listening. And so, you know, Josh, he's my 6'1" burly dude, he goes to shake it a little bit, and all of a sudden, what was this little, you know, drippy leak, whatever it was, became Niagara Falls.
Oh no.
So we can't get the refrigerator out because there's a lip, and it's in this, I mean, it is in this perfectly, you don't have an inch this way or that way. And we're trying to pull this thing up over the lip, and it's full. And we're trying to, because we're in a panic, we're hearing this lot of noise going on with water behind that fridge. So it does take us a little bit to get the fridge out. We had to empty everything out, pull that thing out. So what is water? Emotion, right?
Emotions. Is that what you said? Emotions. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there going, why did that water, that main water hose? I mean, it's like, how random is that? It never moves.
Right.
Why would it just all of a sudden break? And so I was really troubled by that. But, you know, again, getting this done over here and that done over there, got to get this cleaned up, ran to the store, couldn't find anybody that had the right hose. All the plumbing places were closed by the time we could get out the door. Had to send them this morning to go get it. I'm on a session. I'm talking to the person on the session about, she was telling me things about her house were breaking down. And this was a reading. And so the message that came in is pay attention to what's going on in your house, because it is a reflection of you.
It's a reflection for sure.
Then I'm like, boom. Mm-hmm. I had just said, like, the day before, I really got to manage my diet. And I was upset. I got on the scale and I didn't like it. So it was emotional. And I'm like, dang it, I really got to get a handle on this, right? And then lo and behold, the hose breaks, the emotional waters break on the fridge that holds all the food that I eat. But what I'm about to say, I'm going to adjust this a little bit because Julia is going to do something very magical. Let's see.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. So my message was, we are talking to you constantly. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can look anywhere around the room and you'll find a message. Now, obviously I got things written up here, but intuitively, what do you pick up from my background? What's the message? Anywhere you look, there's a message. If I'm looking at your background, I'm going to find a message. Now you're going to look for a message for you, because it would be really easy for you to tell me karma's going to get me. But
well, I can't even, only rate one I can read is the, I saw that. That's
I saw that. And it's signed karma. I saw that. Karma. Okay. This one says, and notice I lined it up right here. This is where the magic happens. No. And then that's my name. And this one says she believed she could, so she did. And then we've got these things. We've got Ganesh. We've got a crystal sitting over here. We've got a salt lamp. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your message?
I'm trying to figure out what's this magical thing I'm going to do. See, you put pressure on me. Now I'm like,
So if I were to read your background for me, like if I'm going, okay, if everything has a message for me, or, you know, like I could pull a message from just about anything. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. They are laughing at you a little bit in the chat room, but no. Oh no, they're laughing at me for my water. Okay. So you got fish. You've got the little, what is that guy in the fish tank? Is that like one of those, what do I want to say? Easter Island fellas or something.
It's one of the statues. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going on in there. And then you've got your soul portrait behind you. The message that I would take from that is that there's a lot of ancient stuff going on or surfacing right now to be aware of, a lot of old energy that's coming through or coming forward, but not to worry because we are the universe. I mean, look at that picture behind you. We've got, is that a rainbow?
It's like an orange. Yeah, it's a rainbow. Yeah.
Good. See, now there's my message, because I did a YouTube video yesterday and the message was that if you see a rainbow there, I can't remember what the message was. I'd have to go rewatch my own video, but the rainbow was a sign of something going the right direction or something of that nature. So there's a message in the colors alone in that picture, but this portrait of you demonstrates that you are the universe, you are the cosmos, you are everything. And so whatever it is that's going on in our world, we got this, right? We're here helping to create it, helping mm-hmm. to move it, helping Absolutely. To do all of that. So all the way back from ancient times, as your fish tank says.
As my fish tank says.
Okay, so now your turn. You got a salt lamp, you got Ganesh. I mean, I could totally do a message for you, and I will in a minute if you don't get one.
Well, I'm picking up on the magic. I can't remember what the one over your head says. It's something about
magic. This is where the magic happens.
This is where the magic, yeah. It's all about that one. That's one that, even though I can't read it, I don't remember it, that's the one that's got my attention. And so it's like you are all about the magic. And so if you've got Ganesh over there, Ganesh removes all obstacles. So there you go. I mean, you can do it, you know, and if you're seeing it, you're believing it, you can make it happen. So there you go.
So she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And karma is watching. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw that. So wherever that is in your life, karma can be good or bad, you know, so you could have good karma that's,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's
at play right now, that, you know, you're cashing in on the good karma bank. Doot, doot. Okay, so audience that is in our chat room, I want you to look around your environment. I want you to find a message within where you are sitting while you are watching this and put it in the chat room. I want to read them to everybody. I think it would be fun. So that's your assignment. Let's see what the audience finds around them that gives them a message about mm-hmm. something going on in their life. But yeah, very cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what they're saying. You know, you want an answer, start paying attention to what's going on around you. What is it that you see? What are you experiencing? There's your answer.
It's well, right and that's there. So true, because like you said earlier, we are talking to you constantly. And that's what they have told me that so many times. And that's where the whole thing of the body language and everything comes from, is because it's like we are using anything and everything to communicate. And yeah. So we will do that. But the way I hear it, when they used to tell me that, I don't hear it like that anymore, because it's in me now. But it was like, constantly, we are talking constantly. It's constantly, constantly, constantly. I mean, it's just like that.
I'm gonna replay that a few times.
Constantly.
Just that little piece. I'm gonna timestamp that, and we gotcha.
No, it's such a weird. It's like, wow, that's really weird. And then I was interviewing one of the authors one time, and I don't remember. All of a sudden, off the top of my head, I can't remember who it was. It's really weird. But he was talking about like his journey and how the guides and everything, and then they told him that they are constantly talking to him, and he did the same thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. But see, that was confirmation for what I was hearing.
Yeah, and you needed to hear that. You needed to know it was real. You're not making it up.
Yeah, absolutely. So. It was just so funny because it's that monotone thing. It's a constantly. Oh no. Yeah.
Very little robotic going on.
I like Has that. Anybody else heard that? You heard Mr. Robot?
All right, so we got Danielle. I keep getting my headphones that I am just using to listen getting stuck on the cupboard while I'm making dinner. That's not a message. Maybe it is. Danielle, that means you need to stop and pay attention. That's why it keeps getting caught on the cupboard. You need to stop and pay attention. What is it that we're saying when you get hung up like that? Right?
Constantly.
maybe she's got the same voice in her head. Message. What's happening? Oh, I like it. Okay, let's see. You're looking for signs, and Julia loves animals. You do love animals. Okay.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Danielle says exactly. Yeah. All right, you guys, we want to know more about what it is you see around you that you can take a message from, just like my refrigerator is talking to me and mm-hmm. saying, hey, you're emotional and that's why you're eating, right? Emotionally, how much more literal can it get? Water, refrigerator.
Yeah.
You're not listening.
Yeah.
You're emotionally eating. Okay, I get it. Heal that now. Heal that. No. Yeah. So, okay, let's see here. We got another one. Going out. Oh, okay. So that, let me see if that's. Okay. I hope this is okay to share, Karen. Karen says, I'm going out with friends. She was supposed to go out with friends. Going out with friends didn't happen, but today she was supposed to purchase something for herself just to transform the energy. And so she said she went to Bed Bath & Beyond, stopped and purchased curtains and transformed the energy. Yay! So doing something for yourself, that's a big deal. And mm-hmm. Thank you, Karen, for sharing that. And Shauna says she's seen a lot of rainbows. So see, there it is, a message again for people here. There's a reason I was seeing the rainbow, because yeah. people need to know if they're seeing a rainbow. Mm-hmm. It's a sign something good is coming for you, okay? So hang in there. If you're struggling with something, hang in there. It's coming. But you know, Karen here, her assignment was go do something for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do something for yourself to shift the energy. Cause you know, sometimes we get lost in being the wife, being the mother, being the daughter, being the employee, being whatever it is we're supposed to be being, and we're forgetting to be us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so her assignment was to go do something for you. Mm-hmm. And shift that energy. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Very, very happy. Yeah.
And by you doing that and sharing it, see, it's telling us, it's giving us all permission to go do that for ourselves.
Right. Yes. Very powerful. Mm-hmm. White butterflies. Okay. So what about white butterflies? I've seen them a lot lately. I'm going to let you have that one.
Oh.
What's the message with white butterflies?
Well, I'm hearing spiritual. And also you feel light, it's light and fluffy, but I'm hearing spiritual. So that is probably a, ooh, it feels like a direct connection to your guide.
Yeah. I like it. Very transformational, high vibrational. I like it.
I think it's just showing you, it's like, it's right there. You know, it just, sometimes we need to see it, you know, it's like to know that we're not alone. And so they'll take different. You know, it's like here, they're always there. Like I said, they're always communicating. So it's just showing you, hey, I'm right here. It might show up in birds and some of the different animals, you know, but it's just a way to show you we're right here. We're always with you.
And she's giving confirmation. She says, yes, I just started talking to my spirit guide, Melody. So there it is. That's Melody saying hi back.
Absolutely.
You got it, Julia. Confirmation.
Hey.
Judy says, oh, it keeps bouncing because everybody's writing in here. Judy says, I need a new set of tires. Have to get moving, do you think? it could also be, I just did that recently too, Judy. And it could just be that, you know, you're getting tired or worn too much in one area, not balanced. My tires weren't balanced.
Yeah.
And so they were wearing out on the outer edges and I had to get new tires and get the alignment fixed. And yeah, very metaphorical. Now, I'm not the only one that drives the car, so we were checking in with me and my son that drives the car going,
yeah,
one of us is not in balance, you know, but we do, we take everything so literally. So it's
absolutely, because I mean, I truly believe that the vehicles, I mean, that's our cars are our vehicles. Well, that's right. What our bodies are too. So, it's just another way of it's going to talk to our vehicles. It's going to talk through our houses. It's going to talk through all the things around us. They're going to find any way they can to communicate. and tires. In fact, I almost, if you're getting, having things going on with your tires, I almost wonder if you might be having things going on with your legs or your feet, because it's like, it's a very similar message. Like you said, it could be about get moving. If you had to get new tires, it's like, what was going on with the old tires, you know, and then to tell you to get new tires and see whatever it was, maybe you were feeling that also in the body, but you weren't picking it up yet, or it wasn't to that place yet. Maybe if you wouldn't have listened and kept going through all these bad tires, then it was going to go to the body to really make you listen.
And that was the message today. If you're not, paying attention to the house, then start, start watching, because that's when it will move to the body. So listen to the house, listen to the tires, listen to the car, listen to those things.
Listen to the animals. So, see, the animals are another great reflection.
Yeah.
What's going on in the home. So anything that's doing, if there's stuff like that going on, pay attention. There's something to it. Yeah.
Okay. So we got Mindy saying, wasps are attracted to my blue pilot I drive for several years. That's been happening. So it's starting up again today. She noticed it. So what do you get with the wasps? I'm going to enunciate.
Wasps. How do you feel about wasps?
Me? I have wasp nests in my backyard, and I tell them, as long as you don't bug me, I'm not bugging you.
Yeah.
And they leave me alone, and I've had them for 3 or 4 years.
Right. And they Mindy, how do you feel about wasps? What kind of emotion do you have when this is happening?
Yeah. Okay. So why, Mindy, while you're going to answer that, what is your feeling with these wasps? I feel like I'm being tongue challenged.
You know, and as we're saying, I mean, it could be because of that's why it's hard to say, is because what do wasps and anything in the bee family do? They buzz. And I'm hearing this buzz, 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 buzz. So there's something to do with buzzing.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, if you don't have any particular attachment to it, I would look them up for a power animal meaning behind it. I'm glad I'm in the pilot.
Yeah, I'd rather be in than out.
Now, the pilot, I think that's a Honda, right? That's like a Honda Pilot SUV is what I think we're looking at here. So, yeah, nice, big, sturdy vehicle. The wasps can't get you. But I have to say that in some of the journey work that I've done, the bees are so amazing. Not just the honeybees, but the bees, just the whole thing.
I think they usually mean messages, don't they? Because see, they're information. It's like they're buzzing around or thing. And once I had bees around my mirrors a lot, and I found out they had a nest behind my mirror, you know, within that thing. And so that's probably what's going on here, is they have a nest in there. It's like it makes a nice little home now, but usually after I drove for a little bit, they were gone. I mean, it's like one good trip. They were out.
And they're lost somewhere between here and there.
But I'm feeling like it feels like, it's like information. So there's something. So, but it's been going on for years. So that's interesting.
I think there's something there to be looked up a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talk about the galactic collectives a lot, and there is an insectoid collective, and the bees are part of that, and the wasps are part of that collective. And they are, here's one of the things you got to understand about when you get the insectoids as guides, because that means you're ready for some big stuff. Think about, to be a bee, one, you're buzzing, so you're in a higher vibration. The wings, you can't even see them moving, right? They're moving so fast, you can't even see them. So they are in a higher dimension already. Mm-hmm. And their sensories, in order to stay alive, they have to have quite a wide arrangement of sensories. One of the things that is most fun, and if you can do it, everybody's typing in here now, so I believe that was Joanne. No, that was Mindy. So if you can do it, Mindy, ask to know what it's like to be in the bee's body, because when you can get the information that they get from their antennas, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty amazing experience to get to have that happen. So I would say, see if there is a wasp collective that is coming through. They are a hive mind. It means that you're ready for telepathy. You're ready for an improvement of your ability to take in like empathic stuff without holding it. You know, you're at a vibration where it doesn't stick to you anymore, but now you can get the information. There's a lot of things that they work with the humankind on with their sensories, as far as telepathy and intuitive hits or vibratory fields. So it's really kind of cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And I was hearing, as you were saying all that, Mindy, have you talked to these wasps and asked them what they're trying to tell you? Because it can be as simple as that. Just, why are you here? What, you know, especially when it keeps holding on, what is it you want me to know here? So, and like you said, tap into it and ask them. Well, just, that's another way to that. Just, do you have something to tell me? What is it you're trying to tell me?
You know, well, and let's break that down even more. It's when she's in the car. So it's when she's moving. It's when she's transporting someone. Where do they want to take you? I want to see. Mindy, you got to let us know how this turns out. Okay. Joanne says she's noticing the birds chirping in the morning as she is walking to the subway. So
through the subway. Okay.
Yeah. To the subway, not through
the subway. Okay.
So she's hearing the birds and okay. So what do you get with, what kind of message might that be for her?
Well, the first thing that came in, because it's what I've noticed in the morning, I go out and all the birds, they just, it's like some mornings, it's like they're saying hello. I mean, they just, hi, you know, so, and so I just say hello to them. So I don't know if it's something like that. They're acknowledging you. They're recognized. That's what they're saying. They recognize you.
Yeah. I was going to say bird tribes, avians. Yeah. So they're saying hello.
Yeah, so say hello back.
Yeah, like the songs that they play are kind of helping you remember who you are.
Yeah.
And you're not.
Yeah, that's why you're noticing them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't even notice, let alone acknowledge. You know, it's just, they're in their own little thing, their rut, and they don't even see the party going on around them.
Okay, so here's one for you. Okay. Last few weeks, my car battery died. The electric garage door fell apart and a nut hit and broke my windshield. My washer won't drain, spin error code. My doors won't lock. Oven not heating. Go.
You need a new house. No, no.
I think we are. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the first one, I gotta go. There's a bunch of stuff going on there.
Our battery.
Not one message. It's a bunch of things. So okay. The battery. The battery. Something about the battery.
Car battery died.
Car battery died. Okay. That's like low energy. And then you saw about the electrical thing. See, all that.
The electrical garage door fell apart, and then that broke the windshield.
Yeah. See, those things are telling me. Yeah, your energy levels. It's like your energy, you're not replenishing. You're not replenishing your energy. It broke the windshield. The windshield is what you see through. It's like, so your energy levels, you're not being able to see. You're not being able to move. You're not being able to go. And that goes along with that water not draining and stuff. You're not moving. You know, it's like it's showing blocks. So there's a lot of blocks going on here. But it has to do with your energy levels. So, and then what was the last
block? Doors won't lock. So doors won't lock.
The doors won't lock.
I'm hearing boundaries.
Anyone? What?
Boundaries. Anyone can walk in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking, okay, you're open. Yeah, which would be the same. Yeah, it's like, that's true. But because of that, that's what's depleting your energy. You're letting it just take, and you're not able to see what's in front of you. You're not able to see where you're going because you're allowing others. You don't have boundaries. You're allowing others to come in and
take your energy.
It's not so much that they're taking it. You're just expending so much. You know, you're not saving it for, you're not saving what you need for yourself. And it's not like there's a lack of energy, but the way you're doing it, it's like there is.
Yeah.
But this is where you need to know that battery can recharge itself. It does all the time. But something's going on in your mind that doesn't believe that or something. So you've got to, that's where you've got to shift and take your, oh, they're saying now take your power back. Take your power back, girl.
And then, so the last one that she wrote was oven not heating. So here you got everything you need to prepare dinner, but no way to prepare it.
Yeah,
right?
because your energy is low. You have no, I mean, see, it all plays together. Yeah.
You have everything you need to make the nutrients that you need. but you're so depleted, the oven won't heat. You can't, mm-hmm. you can't make it to get that energy back to the body.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do what you need to do.
Yeah. You need a spa day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it looks like, sounds like it comes back to those. Well, there, and there's blockages in there, but it sounds like it first starts with the boundaries and taking care of you. Take mm-hmm. your power back. And then all these things will start. They'll go away. They'll stop. But that, you know, once you get the message, it ceases to exist. These malfunctions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's a nice clear message. Take care of you. All the rest comes back. And so put yourself first. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go back to, I got these beautiful little cards right here. The little Doreen Virtue, I think they are romance cards. And one of the cards in here says, love yourself first. Wow. And you'll know what that means, right? Love yourself first. So there it is. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, okay, who was talking about the, they went to Bath and Body?
Same person.
Oh, the same. Oh, so was this after you had all this happening or what? See, that's interesting. See, you did something for yourself to care for yourself. So it sounds like you were getting the message, or you are getting the message.
Yeah.
See, you didn't even realize it. You're understanding what you need to do.
Yeah. Start taking care of yourself. Do things for yourself. That is beautiful. Okay.
I was going to say, listen to what that person was saying. Well, it was you. So
do what that person did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it. Okay. Okay, I used to have, I didn't even know that these were a thing. I used to have bald-faced hornets that have built nests in the trees near our home, not just in Michigan, but here in Missouri. They are never threatening. What is a bald-faced hornet?
I have no idea. I just know hornets. It's probably one of the species, but I don't know the different ones. They said they're not aggressive. Is that what she's saying? Not aggressive? Because hornets can be aggressive.
Yeah, she's saying they're never threatening.
That's good.
Now, I'm just going to say, John McCluckie, I'm reading yours out loud just because you deserve it. He said, now censor this if you need to. Okay, this one's for you to answer, Julia.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to try and do this with a straight face. So John is a level 3 practitioner in Australia. He says, I wanted sex last night and my wife said no. What does that mean? Thank you, John. Thank you, John. No means no.
No. Try another way to, you know, to appease her or whatever. I don't know, you know.
What did they say? Try a back rub? I don't know. Oh my God. Okay. Thank you, John, for bringing that into this pretty picture. thank you.
That's typical John, just so you know, that's typical John.
Yeah. That's why I had to read it, because it is John, and I'm sure he's rolling right now. So thank you, John, for bringing the humor. Christina says, you two ladies are awesome. Thank you, Jillian, for the confirmation. I didn't need it, but it's welcome. Okay. Spa day for Karen. Okay. Let's see. Anybody else have questions in here? Yeah. John is.
Okay. Okay.
No means no. The audience was getting in on it before we got to it. Mm-hmm. You guys are awesome.
I mean, there's more to it. I'm feeling, but it's like, I think we'll just leave it at no means no.
Yeah. We'll send you a private message for that one, John. We could go in. You know, there was a past life between the two of you, and no. Anyways, that's been a lot of fun, you guys. Thank you for sharing all of your stuff
on here
and letting us play with you.
It shows just how I love that we did this way, that you did this way. You're the one that moved it in this direction. So it shows just how easy it is. I mean, there's messages constantly. If you're not going to hear it, then it's going to be all around you. So it's just, look, there's signs everywhere. And so it's just a matter of being aware of them. And then it's okay. What are you trying to tell me? What is it? I know you're saying something, but I just don't get it.
Right. Well, and you know what? We can get to that place, especially when it's really personal and we really have an attachment to the answer to something or to what somebody else might be doing or the decision they got to make, you know. We get really attached to it. And at that point, you just have to go out and do something. Go walk in nature. Go watch a funny movie with some friends. Go out to dinner. Do something to pull yourself away from it.
Yeah, because you're not going to get an answer. Those mundane things. Anything that's monotonous, you know, mow the lawn, do, you know, whatever. Things that, that just have you in this.
Come over and wash my car because it's.
Yeah, absolutely. Wash mine. Yeah. You know, we'll line you up. So, but as you're doing anything like that, then all of a sudden it all just comes in. You're like, oh, you know? Yeah. It's because the conscious mind is entertained with something else and allows it to come in. You're not.
You know what my go-to is?
What's that?
The Candy Crush game.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, just playing that. And, you know, then your mind's got to think about where is that going to go? Where is that going to go? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, I know what I need to do. I know what's next. Yeah. So
how many of you have shower epiphanies? Showers are really good.
Mm-hmm. I hear that a lot. Yeah. So we have Allison on here. She said, I had a sudden onset of frozen shoulder, left side, had operation and still slow to heal. That is all you, girl.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, but see, it goes more than just that. All right.
Allison,
so,
be ready to type.
Yeah, get ready to type, because rather than, I can't just say, okay, yeah, this is that, because there, and I can, I mean, there's general messages around a shoulder, but to make it where you understand your message, and we need to know, when did it start? When were the symptoms? When did this, you know, everything start with that, the frozen shoulder symptoms?
Okay. That was Allison, right? I'm like, everyone starts typing, I lose their question.
Yeah, see, well, when did it start? And then my next question is going to be, what was going on in your life at that time?
Okay. Oh, she says, is it to stop me from working in the trauma field? So, Allison, if you could give a couple more pieces of information, like when it started. Mm-hmm. So she said her.
If you can ask a question, we can speculate all day long, but we'll zero in on it by answering a few questions here.
So I don't know if she's saying it's when her friend's son committed suicide. That's the next thing, but it's not clarifying that that's when the shoulder started. So that could be shouldering something there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're waiting for a few more answers from Allison, but the layout of that is to look for, oh, okay, started when 15-year-old friend's suicide. Okay, so.
Okay, and anything on the left has to do with the past, okay? So it's something, it's a message from the past. And so it started when the friend's son committed suicide, and it's a frozen. So what are these symptoms? You're calling it a name here, but how does it manifest? Like, what are the symptoms that you experienced, that you were experiencing? I know it's less now, but it's.
Yeah. Okay. So she's going to be getting you that answer. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what she's got on here so far. Okay. So it was the friend's son's suicide. And then she was also working in the mental health world there at the same time.
That's a tough area to work in.
And she's got a pain, can't move. So,
okay.
Pain that freezes her up. So thank you, Allison. I know that there's a delay in our show from us doing this live to her actually hearing it. So,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you have that. So I want you to, and then they did surgery, but it's still not, it didn't completely recover. And that's because whatever the underlying message was, Steve, was never addressed. And that's why something continues. It doesn't really matter what all you do surgically, medically, things like that to fix it. You know, if you don't get to that underlying message, it will stay because you've got to understand the message. So I want you, Allison, I want you to, let's talk about what the shoulder means. Can you tell me what the shoulder means to you? Just what do the shoulders do? What do they mean to you?
So she's from Australia. That's what we got so far. Mm-hmm. And she's saying correct to the things that you were pointing out for her. So let's just see. It's a waiting game. But yeah
it is. And if there's anything else we can do, let's go ahead, and because we've only got five more minutes here. So Where can people find
you, Tracy? It means carrying the weight of the world.
Okay, carrying the weight of the world. Yeah, you carry things on your shoulder, okay? And like I said, the left means past, so it's something from the past. So there's something, like that may have been a trigger, maybe, you know, but anyway, but something, it's a message from the past. So it was reminding you or whatever. But I want you right now to just get into a quiet place, close your eyes, and I want you to ask your shoulder. Just talk to your shoulder. Ask it what it's trying to tell you.
Sorry, they're saying weird lights appearing behind me. That's from my window. I wish I could tell you guys that was really something cool.
It would be if we could make a move.
Woo! Third eye! Third eye! My third eye's lighting up, you guys. I feel... No, it's, I have, the sun sets on this wall. It's actually getting quite warm in here too, but we've had this happen before. Usually it hits me right in the face. So I'm really appreciating that it's over here. So, but thank you. Okay. So carrying the problems, carrying the burdens. Let's see. Corey showed up a little late. Corey, we're going to let you come in anyway. And you're going to want to go back and watch the archives of this. So letting go of anger. That's what she's writing now, letting go of anger.
Okay. So is that what you're hearing?
Must be what she's hearing.
Mm-hmm. Letting go of anger. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to ask them. So you can keep asking questions from whatever they say. So what are you, where is that anger coming from? What are you angry at?
Going to take a second for that to come in. So where do you find me? TracyMahan.com. So yeah, come find me. I'm over there. I post things on my website, kind of like a blog sometimes. And then you can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and on QHHTOfficial.com under the practitioners. So while we're waiting to hear more from Allison, what about you, Julia? How do people find the Soul Speak workshop? How do they find how to become a practitioner?
Yeah. And what we're doing right now is Soul Speak. You know, it's where you're trying to understand the messages of the body and what it's trying to tell you. And the course is teaching you exactly how to do that. I have a book and the online course, which goes into more depth and how to do that. And also certifies you to be able to work with other people. So, but you can find that at juliacannon.com, JULIACANNON.com. And then if you're interested in QHHT courses and learning the hypnotherapy or the hypnosis, well, I can't believe I said the therapy word, the hypnosis technique that my mother, Dolores Cannon, developed. And it was who brought, that's what brought all this kind of really cool stuff to the surface of how we can explore more and more and we can help other people do that.
I mean,
how cool is that? So anyway, that you can get that from QHHTOfficial.com. We have the level one course. We have other levels, but you can get everything you need in the level one course and then take it as far as you would like to go. And then you have a coupon, don't you?
Put in the magic is real as one word. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off of your level one course.
Yeah.
Allison says she is a level one and she has her Soul Speak book. So wonderful. There is a lot of stuff going on there just as I'm reading through this and hearing you respond to her, you know, emotionally. There's a lot that I'm picking up here that's like, there's definitely emotions trapped in the shoulders, how I'm feeling that. And, you know, there's probably, when somebody loses a loved one like that and you can't help them, you don't know how to help them, that can get trapped in there too. If you are a caregiver, and you were in the mental health, maybe you're carrying something there that you need to release. And I just want to call you sweetie and honey and hug you and tell you it's okay.
It's something I've noticed that, you know, suicide, it really brings up feelings of lack of control, you know, in ourselves because we couldn't control the situation. And we want to.
Why didn't I see that coming? Or I couldn't help.
So it makes
in this line of work and I wasn't able to help my best friend.
Absolutely. It makes us feel out of control. And so that could be, you know, maybe that could be the anger. You know, maybe there's another situation that happened in the past that felt like that. And you're very angry because we can get angry at things we can't control. I should. And so it could be things like that. And I don't want to fill in your blanks. The whole thing about SoulSpeak is helping somebody, and QHHT is helping somebody to understand and to receive their own messages from themselves. And so I encourage you to just keep talking to it and asking deeper questions until you get to the full underlying message.
Yeah.
Then when you do, and then you ask it what you need to know, and then that will be what you need to go forward, you know, how you need to move forward. And keep asking questions around that until you know exactly, you have it very clear as to what you need to do in your actions. Then this will go away. It'll just disappear because it delivered the message.
Yeah, very powerful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it sounds like you have made connection there. She's saying that his spirit came to her and she told him to go to the light. And that's such a beautiful thing to be able to do for mm-hmm. somebody in that scenario, you know, when they do take their life and then they're lost or they don't know what to do from there. So Allison, you're very, mm-hmm. very significant in that whole thing that played out. So just know that you were very, very important to that soul and mm-hmm. to his mom. And so with that, you know what, you know, that's an amazing thing. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that have those kind of experiences. And you guys, you have to know how important you are to this world when you can step into that and help a soul that's on the other side, help a soul that's here, that's grieving, and just be there and hold space for them and do that kind of stuff. Very powerful.
It just reinforces how we're all connected. And just because we shift dimensions doesn't mean we're gone. You right. know, we're just in a different dimension here, at different frequency. Still here, but we may not be able to see them. And that's where you think, oh, I could have done something. I should have done something. They just shifted and they had their reasons. And
they do. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
anyway, it's that time.
It's that time, you guys. We had a lot of fun with you. Thank you for playing Absolutely. With us and yeah. finding your messages. Keep doing that. Mm-hmm. Don't ever stop. Allison, you have me crying too. So love you, girl. Thank you for sharing. That was a really big share. And I thank you for trusting us with that and letting us work with you. So a lot of energy was shifted. There was people listening to this that needed to hear that. And, you know, all of our hearts go out to you guys that are going through a really hard time. It really does take all of us to hold each other in that. So there we are. Yeah. Thank you, Julia, for having me on again.
Thank you, Tracy. It's always an honor.
And so, bringing all my little lights.
Yeah. It's a light show now.
Yeah.
Love you all. We'll see you next time.
And we will end it again. Ta-ta. Bye, everyone.